Well, good morning, Tucson. This is Jump In Tucson, and I'm your host, Tom Moulton. I'm the executive director of the Southern Arizona Attractions Alliance, and every Thursday I am here with a special guest in the hospitality or tourism industry, and we're brought to you by my friends at Visit Tucson, as well as Dr. Ackerley from Ackerley Advertising. Now, every Thursday I come and I talk to you about some really special things that are happening, and have a great folks that come in, you know, want to tell a little bit about behind the scenes. And today we have a very special guest, and good morning, TJ.
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Well, it's so wonderful to have you. I get to see you every Wednesday as a fellow Rotarian, and a great honor that was bestowed upon you just yesterday. You are now a full blessed member of the Rotary Club of Downtown Tucson.
Yeah, excited to be a part of that group. They mean so much to El Torto Tucson, as you probably know. We'll probably talk a little bit about that, but to officially become a member yesterday was just a great honor.
Yeah, and it just doesn't happen overnight. You have to go through kind of a process to learn about what Rotary is all about, and of course, how it's really helping to fight the battle of polio. Polio seems to keep coming back just a little bit here and there, and that's one of the big things. And one of the also big fundraiser opportunities to help fight polio is the El Tour de Tucson, and that's what we're going to talk about today with TJ. TJ, you know, one of the things I like to do on the show, you know, you're not necessarily just new around the corner, but you are fairly new to this organization. So I got to have an opportunity to just kind of learn a little bit more about who you are and what brought you to Tucson. And of course, boy, we got a lot of wonderful stuff to talk about today about what's going on with El Tour de Tucson. I think yesterday they announced, and I think I should just, we'll probably say it two or three times, that when I was involved with Pima County, we were happy at 9,000 when they broke that record. And yesterday, I think it was Mark Irvin revealed that you're close or over 10,000 riders. Boy, I have to tell you, that's something else. The number of folks that are going to come to this town and enjoy all the things that you're doing to support charities.
Yeah, 10,000 is a great goal. You know, it's been a fantastic event for 41 years. And if you look back in time, you know, when these events started, you know, a lot of events just start out as kind of a whim and say, hey, we'd love to, you know, get together with some folks and ride. And, you know, most of those types of events last a year or two. But to go 41 years is simply amazing. And I look back, you know, when they started this event, I was probably still in high school. So, you know, it's had its longevity and it's truly prospering as we head into the 41st year. So you mentioned, you know, I'm pretty new. I guess I've been here about 4 years. To give your listeners a little background, I was born in New Jersey, only lasted there about 6 years. And thankfully, I don't have a Jersey accent. And my parents moved quickly down to Florida, where I grew up, went to high school, went to college at the University of Florida, undergrad, and went to grad school for sport management, where I'm actually, you know, using that master's degree. Worked college athletics down there for the Florida Gators. Worked football and basketball for some really good teams, and really started to understand the sports and events industry. And it has drastically changed over those years. I worked a lot of amateur sports after that. I worked some cycling events, which I just started getting into cycling. And down in Florida, they were truly tourism events, where these events would happen in March, where it was pretty much snowing throughout the rest of the country. And we say, hey, come ride, you know, the beaches and stuff like that in Florida. So I built up some of those events early. They were absolute active tourism events. And then I actually got to know some folks that ran a super large event in Iowa called RAGBRAI, which was the Des Moines Register's annual great bicycle ride across Iowa. Now, obviously, the one red shirt was in the news for not great reasons yesterday with their polling, but the newspaper put together this ride 50 years ago, and it was just a fantastic event that would have 15,000 people that would ride across Iowa. I did that event for 17 or 18 years. I just didn't believe in a few things they were doing there. It was a for-profit venture, and started other events. And then I started hearing about this event in Tucson that was looking for some new direction. And it's no secret that El Tour de Tucson had its ups and downs over those years before I came on. They had some fantastic years where they were bringing 9,000 people in or somewhere in that ballpark. But then they also hit some financial difficulties. And it really was trying for folks in this community. I mean, there was some, people that, were a little bit upset with some of the ways that things were being conducted. And they looked for a change. And unfortunately, even though Richard DeBernardis did some unbelievable stuff to get this event off the ground, in the first probably 35 rides or so, it was definitely time for a change in the eyes of a lot of people. And we had Charlene Grabowski came in after Richard's departure, kind of try to right the ship a little bit while they look for someone that could take the reins and bring this event back to that national prominence. And so I came in about the year 2000 or so, right about the middle of the pandemic, and the event probably the year before had about 5,000 people, somewhere in that ballpark. And ever since then, it's been a great ride, to be honest with you. I got getting to know the community during COVID was extremely difficult because not a whole lot of people were out and about. And after that, I think once we got kind of COVID in the rearview mirror, I think this event really started to flourish. And here we are, on the eve, if you will, maybe 2 weeks out from the 41st El Tour de Tucson, and I think we could be looking at close to 10,000 people participating during the weekend.
Well, that was just fantastic news that Mark told us yesterday. And, back, you mentioned that it started in 1983. And I had to think about it, but what the heck was I doing in 1983? And I think I was promoting roller coasters at that time because my background is in park management. But 1983, I looked at the record books, and there was around 200 riders. And they raised, $4,500. So it was the very beginning of a, probably was had visions of being a wonderful regional event. And guess what? If you take those 10,000 people, this is truly an international event, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. We ran the numbers the other day, and we found out that 40% of the people, so that's 4,000 plus people come from outside the state of Arizona. Now, some are coming from, neighboring states, obviously California, Nevada, New Mexico, real, real close. But we also get people, obviously, from Mexico, Canada, and a lot of European nations that send riders over here. So it is definitely an international event. It's not just a local ride by any stretch of the imagination. And again, just the history of this event, that it's been a quality event for many, many years, just lets people know if they're going to come to Tucson, not only are they going to have a great cycling event, but you also get all those wonderful things that we hear about with Visit Tucson or other places that say, you got the best Mexican food in this side of the border. You've got, amazing hospitality. After you get done, to go have a beer or an ice cream or a margarita, with all these great independent restaurants. I mean, it is truly an experience. It's not just a bike ride. It's an experience to come to Tucson.
Well, TJ, we have our first break coming up right now, and there's a lot more to learn about El Tour de Tucson and, of course, the parent organization, the Perimeter Bicycle Association, I believe, of America, if I remember correctly. And $121 million has been raised for charity since 1983. We'll be right back. This is Jump in Tucson, brought to you by Visit Tucson. Well, we're back with my special guests from El Tour de Tucson, parent company, Perimeter Bicycling. And, you know, before we get into all the kind of details, because it's just not a one-day event anymore, and we touched a little bit on the number of folks that are coming from really all over the world, and we'll get a little bit into who is the typical person actually participating, because while we've indicated there's close to 10,000, they bring their spouses and they bring their kids. This is a family activity, a family event, isn't it, TJ?
Oh, absolutely. And that's a neat thing. We hear some great stories. You know, we hear a gentleman that wants to ride with his granddaughter, or, you know, some old college buddies that get together for a college reunion every year when they're back in town. Just families riding in remembrance of a loved one that used to ride El Tour years ago. So it really is a family event. It's been going on, you know, for forever that way, just always right before Thanksgiving. What a great time to get together with family and friends.
Now, a lot of folks that, when you talk about a one-day festival, you know, the world, the public thinks, well, man, what do you do? What do you do for the rest of the year? And, you know, it's funny, isn't it? You know, I was in Six Flags, and we put on a lot of concerts and whatever, and they go, so you only work during the summer, right, when the concerts? No, it takes a lot of time and a lot of preparation. But in addition to all of the community engagement, which is very important with you and your team that works at Perimeter Bicycling, you have actually taken this brand and expanded it outside of Tucson, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got a couple of events that happened. El Tour happens in November, so obviously our big flagship event. But then we also have two other events that are springtime events, which obviously the weather in Arizona is fantastic, and people in those places, you know, up in places like Wisconsin or Michigan are saying, I'd rather go down to, you know, Tucson or Arizona to ride my bicycle when it's snowing at my home. So we have an event called El Tour de Zona, which is based out of Sierra Vista, where you ride to Bisbee and Tombstone. It's a 3-day event or 3-night event where they can stay in RVs, they can stay in hotels, or they can stay in tents. We get, probably about 800 to 1,000 people for that event. And that happens in March. And then in April, we brought back an event that had been going on for 20 plus years called Tour de Scottsdale. And so we work with the local folks up in Scottsdale to put on that event. We probably get about 3,000 people for the return of Tour de Scottsdale. And that happens in April.
You know, and all these events benefit charities. Before the break, we talked about the nearly $121 million that has been raised for charities. And I think that's really not only because it's a great tourism event, and boy, if you haven't been out and come out on the day when the first bicycle riders take off at 6 a.m. In the morning, and of course they, because there's various types and distances of races that go on throughout the, and I probably shouldn't use the word race, TJ, so help me clarify that, because it's not really a race like El Tour de France or something similar to that. This is really about something completely different.
Well, I mean, that's why we call it the tour, or yes, or El Tour. It is a race for many, because anytime you line up at the starting line and shoot a gun and you time it, it's a race. Okay. When you got someone that stands on a podium and holds a, you know, that they were the first, that is a race. Now, that's probably about 5% of the people that take it as, hey, I'm there to win. The rest of the people are there for, they want to be winners in their mind. They want to accomplish something that they set out to do. If it's riding 32 miles, might be the longest ride they've ever done in their life, or, you know, the big one, which is 102 miles. And you know, for people to ride what's considered a century in cycling, it's a major accomplishment. It's akin to running a marathon. So for people that go out to do that, probably about 95% of the people are there for that accomplishment. And they feel good about themselves, again, riding with friends and loved ones, or just meeting some new friends along the way. But that part of it is what most people come to El Tour for, just the personal satisfaction of being involved in a great community event.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to sit down with some of the longtime participants in El Tour de Tucson, and it's kind of a unique passion listening to the folks that are doing this annually, and they look forward to it. And of course, they have their folks that they're working with to donate some money to their favorite charity. But it's clearly a lifestyle, these bicycle folks. And obviously the bicycle industry, because of these type of events, has grown tremendously over the years. Can you tell us a little more about how popular the bicycling is across the world?
Well, I'll say this about Tucson. I will put our bicycling credential up against any town in America for sure, because the infrastructure from just everything about this town, the love of cycling in this community, the Chuck Huckleberry Loop is one of the most outstanding, recreational paths in the entire country. The ability to go from down below all the way up to the top of Mount Lemmon in one day is one of the most epic climbs that you can find anywhere in the States for sure. And then just everything in between, you know, people going for a weekend ride with either their bike shop buddies or just getting together with their husband or wife, of just going on a ride. You just see, I mean, these next 2 weeks, you'll see thousands and thousands of people out there riding, enjoying life, being outdoors. And that part of what Tucson delivers as far as just a very bikeable community, I will put that up against any community in the entire country for sure.
You know what? I recall having worked for Pima County, there was a particular individual, and his only job was to work with the bicycle community. What did that mean? Well, that meant that whenever there was a road construction project, bicycle lanes were included. Whenever there was anything to do with road safety, he was involved, because it was also, you have to train the folks that are driving the car. You have to look out for the folks that are using the bicycle lanes. Now, the bicycle lanes have improved tremendously since I started Pima County in 2000, and that was really great to see that. And even in downtown Tucson right now, one of the main roads, they've given up a lane, and they've given up, in a sense, it looks like revenue on their parking meters to put in a brand-new bicycle lane. Clearly, the bicycle industry and El Tour de Tucson and your association with the community has done nothing but positive things for health and the wellness, and certainly the bicycle community. And I was so happy to see how the bicycle lanes have gotten even, I guess, wider, because we want to share the road with the bicyclists. So we'll be back in just a few moments, and we're going to learn specifically how this festival has grown for more than just a one-day event. This is Jump in Tucson. Yeah, we're back, and this is Jump in Tucson, and we're talking everything bicycling today with TJ, the executive director. Has been around for 4 years here in Tucson, and we're so lucky to have you, TJ. This festival is more than just a one-day event. Can you share some details? Because I think a lot of people really don't know that this is not just a, as I mentioned, one-day festival anymore.
Yeah, so there's 3 days of expo that happened at the Tucson Convention Center. We wanted to show off now that the convention center has been fully renovated. It's just a great opportunity to bring people in and, you know, really get their immersion into Tucson that Thursday and Friday leading up to the Saturday event. So we'll have bike manufacturers, lots of booths, probably about 130 booths, somewhere like that, where people come and do their packet pickup. They find out a little bit more about the bike industry, catch up with friends. Got a beer garden in there. We got some bands playing. Just a fun opportunity to catch up with folks leading up to El Tour. We also have an event called our Prologue, which some people will come in to ride with the pros. Some of them have an opportunity for 7 days of riding leading up to El Tour, and most will just do the 3 or 4 days of riding leading up to El Tour. Now, we have some of the top pros in the entire world that'll come in that do El Tour, but also will ride with this special group that's called our Prologue. So for people in the cycling world, they'll probably have, these are household names like Bob Roll, Christian Vandeveld. Those are two of the people that do the broadcasts every year for Tour de France. Also, George Hincapie. This year we have Olympic gold medalist Chloe Dygert that's going to be riding with us, who was just in the Paris Olympics. So we have just a great group of riders. We also have a guy named Jens Voigt, one of the most popular riders. He's coming in from Germany to ride. So they get an opportunity to ride with some of the biggest names in cycling. It's kind of like a fantasy camp where you get to ride with your favorite pro from years past, or actually current pros like Chloe. And it's just a great opportunity to have those folks actually at El Tour de Tucson, in addition to the tens of thousands of people that'll be riding.
Certainly everything cycling takes place, and the routes. I understand that, you know, you don't have to be able to enjoy 100 miles of cycling. You really have broken this event up into several segments. Can you share more information about the different types of you know, mileage breakdown if you want to participate?
Sure, Tom. Well, for the big events, we have three. We have the 32-mile, the 62-mile, and the 102-mile. The 32-mile is basically for people that are really starting off or, you know, maybe been cycling for a year or two and not ready for some of those longer distances. You know, it might take them 2-3 hours to complete that 32 miles, and it basically will, you know, mainly stay pretty much around the airport and then back into town. The 63-mile goes all the way out to pretty much out by Saguaro National Park along the Rincon Mountains. It'll come up Pistol Hill. Definitely a lot more challenging. The 63-mile, which is also referred to as the metric century, which is 100 kilometers, that event will probably have about half the riders that will be participating in that. And then we have the big one that takes off at 7 o'clock in the morning, which is referred to, you know, that's the actual El Tour race, the big one that gives you bragging rights when you win the 102-mile. And that goes all the way, the same route as the 63, plus it goes down into Sahuarita and around Green Valley, around the mines, and then back up on Old Nogales Highway, past the old rodeo grounds and right into back into downtown. So one of the neat things this year, they're going to ride by our brand new El Tour de Tucson mural that was painted by Joe Paget. It's on 6th Avenue, or, you know, as they're coming back on the route, right across from the City of South Tucson's administration building. So about the last mile of the route, they'll go by the brand new El Tour de Tucson mural, and then they'll ride into town. Now, if those distances are too much for you, we do have some family fun rides that are 1 mile or 3 miles. The 1 mile is a lot of different folks that come out, some parents that are pushing kids in wheelchairs, others that are just, you know, literally in elementary school that are doing their first, you know, big bike ride. So that 1 in 3 mile might be something. But then we also have a 5K fun run and fun walk. And we'll probably see about 1,000 people that'll be participating in that 5K this year.
Wow, I didn't realize you also had the 5K run as well. And I've had the opportunity to kind of hang out over by the startup and the finishing line, and just amazing number of folks, all ages, from young kids to senior citizens like myself, that's just a passion. Now, the importance of cycling and from a health perspective, it obviously get out, enjoy the fresh air, and you don't have to, as you indicated, ride 30 miles or 62 miles or 100 plus miles. You know, there's all kinds of activities that are going on for the full day. And one of the things that I noticed, that there are people out there already beginning to train for this special event. So this event being, you know, almost a week long, it's going on right now. And are these just individuals, or are they teams, TJ, or who's out there actually doing the training that you're seeing?
There's tons of people out there riding. I mean, the nice thing about Tucson is people ride their bikes 365 days a year. But it would no doubt reach its peak within this next 2 weeks.
Yes.
Where people are out there with teammates, you know, riding the actual route or most of the route. We're on Aviation Parkway, so they can't be on the actual route. But they're taking a look at, you know, strategies. If they're a team, that they might be saying, hey, you know, this is where we're going to, just have some positioning as far as how they think they're going to win that day's race. But, you know, the other folks are just out there just getting in miles. So if you go on the loop this weekend, I would venture to say that you'll see more people on the loop this weekend and then the following weekend than any other weekends in the entire year. And it just happens to be the 2 weeks before El Tour de Tucson.
And the loop has really grown. It started out, you know, city of Tucson, Pima County, now Oro Valley, you know, has its routes now. And the loop just continues to grow. Multi-use track or path, I should say, probably. But you're seeing bicycling. You're seeing people out there walking. I think occasionally you'll actually see some folks on horseback, non-motorized vehicles. You're not going to see a car out there, and it's probably one of the safest, multi-use paths here in our community, or probably a lot of communities. But let's talk. We have a few minutes. Let's talk about what goes into assuring that the cycling folks are safe when they're out there during El Tour de Tucson.
So just during El Tour de Tucson, there's probably 500 safety officials that are out there, and their number one job is to keep people safe. And we have so many different jurisdictions, from obviously City of Tucson Police Department, Pima County Sheriff's Office, City of South Tucson, City of Sahuarita, state officers as well, the Highway Patrol. All out there. We also get work or help from the Arizona Rangers. So there are just hundreds and hundreds of law enforcement officers that are safely getting people through traffic, but also making sure that people can get to where they need to go. So if they need to get to the airport, or they need to get to, you know, the doctor's office or whatever, there's those key intersections that we do have law enforcement officers at. And we work with the engineers just to make sure, like, you know, are the roads in good condition? I mean, our roads for the route is, you know, little by little becoming just one of the best 100-mile loops there is, because the engineers have really worked on getting those roads in much better shape. So we see some roads, especially down around the mines down there, like Mission Road and just different roads like that have been repaved in the last couple of years, and have really made our route one of the just epic rides, because when you have smooth asphalt, amazing scenery, fast riders, it really becomes just a beautiful ride. And so so those safety officials, they're there. Number one job, let's get everyone that comes to the ride, let's get them home safe.
Yeah, I had an opportunity when I was with Pima County for almost 20 years that these meetings go on year round. And I don't believe I ever went to a meeting where safety wasn't one of the topics that was talked about. And, you know, obviously improving those roads, it starts with that. And there was a while when the roads weren't not being really maintained in the way they should be. And I have to agree with you. The government officials have done a really great job of doing everything they can to keep the roads paved and safe. And obviously, one of the benefits is to have El Tour de Tucson, because if they weren't paving the roads, you really wouldn't have this event. So we got one more segment, TJ, and we're going to share with everybody, how do you find out more about this? How do you look at see the routes, some of the activities that are going to be taking place on that special Saturday, November 23rd. Did I say that right, TJ? Or
that is correct.
All right. Boy, you need to fire me if I get that date wrong. So this is Jumpin' Tucson. I'm here with TJ from Perimeter Bicycling and the El Tour de Tucson event, and we'll be back in just a few moments. I like listening to this music, and it's all about Tucson, and that's exactly what we're talking about, our premier El Tour de Tucson coming up on November 23rd, and we've had the privilege over the last 60 minutes or so talking to TJ. You know, you probably thought, God darn, that guy avoided saying my last name, and I'm going to give it. I heard it yesterday. I'm going to just give it a shot here, and we'll see how it goes. Jessica Wicks.
That's pretty close.
Pretty
close. Jessica Wicks.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty close.
I have to kind of like, it's like rolling the R's, just slur through that last syllable. And
good Italian name. Right?
And very, very good. And oh yeah, you know. And we're so happy that you're part of our community. And you're also, we should shout out to the Festival and Event Association, because you spend quite a bit of your time helping out not only El Tour Tucson and all the events that you do at Perimeter Bicycling, but you also are out there helping all the festivals through Feats AZ, as we say it, as the president of that organization. So I want to give you a shout out and a big thank you for, you know, really being out there 365 days supporting the community.
It's a lot of fun just getting to know the other festivals in town, sharing ideas, being able to, consult with folks when you have similar problems or challenges. So, so if it's either, the Jazz Festival or, Tucson Meet Yourself or any of the great events that for years and years have been, just adding to the quality of life here in Tucson, it's just great to have that organization and helping out some festivals that are just really getting off the ground. So it's a great organization that I'm happy to be a part of.
Yeah, and I get a chance to hang out with that group as well, and, meeting the 4th Avenue folks and, the Visit Tucson, the Arizona Bowl. We recently had all of the sports groups together at General Ben's, and all the U of A coaches were there. Unbelievable. The Road Runners were there, and the Sugar Skulls were there. I know I'm going to leave somebody out. Just an amazing group of folks that are so dedicated, and they work year-round producing not only what's going on in the professional sports, but also as amateur sports as well. And as you indicated, there are pros that are going to be here. People that have dedicated their life in cycling. Probably should just mention, I had a show on the Velodrome project, and obviously Richard in years past and some other folks involved in cycling here are involved in that project and over there near the fairground. So we hope that that is moving forward. That will just add another wonderful event location, as well as a place for the public to go out and enjoy, which is a completely different kind of cycling that we're talking about today.
Well, it is. It's track cycling. But to give you an idea, we have a former Olympic silver medalist from track cycling, a gentleman by the name of Nelson Bales, that comes on our event every year. And I mentioned Chloe Dygert, who won a gold medal on the track cycling. So by having a track or a velodrome here, it's just going to add to, again, just one more feather in our cap of cycling. We've got a little thing called the, you know, Olympic Games that are happening in 2028 over in Los Angeles. And for teams that want to come train all disciplines of cycling, if it's velodrome, if it's, you know, road cycling, what a great place to come train leading up to the LA Games. And you can assure that, you know, the hundreds of countries that come and compete in the Olympic Games will be eyeballing places like Tucson to come and get acclimated to the United States and do some training sessions, because it's really hard to cycle in LA. So come to Tucson and enjoy it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That'd be another feather in her cap, and a unique, I think I heard, all aluminum track, and yeah, a little bit different than the wood tracks that are in L.A. Tell us a little bit. We've got just a few moments left. On November 23rd, that's the big event happening downtown Tucson. Real close to the TCC. Just give us a couple more details on and the big invite to come on down on that Saturday. Sure.
Well, one of the really neat things, I think, if you want to come out and show your support, the 10 o'clock ride, which is the 32 mile, we're going to have a group. We have a large group of adaptive riders, which are, some are riding hand cycles, some have ride recumbent bikes, they've lost limbs, and you know, for various reasons, they have to ride an adaptive bike. But the other group that's coming this year is the Wounded Warrior Project, and they will have 40 wounded warriors that'll be riding at the back of the 32-mile event. Now, the wounded warriors typically put on their own event and just compete or ride in their own event. But what they're doing, this is the first time that they're actually joining an event like El Tour de Tucson and putting the wounded warriors into the event. And so come out and cheer on some great Americans. They'll take off at 10 o'clock in the morning at the back of the pack. In addition to all the other great riders that'll be out there, it's just you know, if you want to come out and just salute them for the work that they've done for our country, obviously, and then to be out there and enjoying Tucson, it'd just be a great thing to do, and just give them a salute for being here in Tucson.
Well, thanks, TJ, for joining us today. What's your website that they can find out more information?
Sure, it's just real simple, eltourdetucson.org.
You can't miss that. We are so proud to have you here in our community, supporting all the charities around the world. And this is Jump in Tucson, brought to you by Visit Tucson. Dr. Ackerley will be here tomorrow at 9 o'clock, and we'll be back next Thursday. We're going to talk about the Tucson Auto Museum. They're moving over to the old Hidden Valley location, and we're looking forward to having that new museum open up. Jump in Tucson. Thanks for coming, and we'll see you next week.